Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This your boy Poetic, and man, am I excited tonight. It's going to be an awesome show tonight, so I need you guys to stay tuned for a moment because I like to cover the show as we always do right here on Hip Hop National. Lord, thank you for allowing us to come together once again collectively as a community to express ourselves and our thoughts as it impacts this industry of music. Lord, we ask that you bless every ear and every mind that is tuned in and locked and loaded to the program. Lord, that they can possibly take what they learn here, take it back into the marketplace, and take care of their families. In Jesus' name, as we pray, amen. All right, guys, tonight we're talking about entertainment. Is it a product or is it a service? Don't get me wrong, the music industry is simply a retail business. It's a group of publishers, manufacturers, distributors, networks, studios, and labels that go out and they seek talent and then package that talent and then turn it back into the marketplace. The products, guys, in my opinion, the products are the books, the CDs, the downloads, the magazines, the DVDs, the T-shirts, everything that impacts this industry, all because of the entertainers. That's what we're talking about tonight. And tonight I got a group of people who I want to see what their take is and what their thoughts are on tonight's topic. All right, I'm going to start the floor off with ladies first, guys, and then I'll bring in the guys. We're going to bring Tiffany Hightower in. Tiffany, welcome to the show. If you would, give us your opening statement of tonight's topic on entertainment. Is it a product or a service? You now have the floor.
Well, I'm going to start by countering what you said a little bit. You said that you think the product are the CDs, are the posters, the everything else that you're talking about. But actually, I also think the product is the artist.
Okay.
You are. When you choose, when you sign up for this industry, whether it's in my industry, which is film and theater, as you know, as a director in that sense, or whether you're a musician, no matter what, if somebody chooses to invest in what you have, they're also investing in you. So that's why that's what I'd say. So Al, I'm sorry to start off by disagreeing with
that's
your
okay.
first statement.
That's
okay.
It's okay.
You
know, it's okay. Hey,
so start fresh.
Ready
let's go.
We got Amelia Ismore on. Amelia, welcome to the show. And what's
hey,
your opening
what,
statement?
My statement is basically, I agree with Tiffany. However, the other edge of that sword, because of the internet and everything else, you actually are delivering a service now as a product, you know, in that you have a certain standard that you must deliver to get your followers to follow you, and there's a certain thing that they want to receive from you. So it's not only just about selling yourself, it's about giving of yourself. So it depends on what side of the fence you sit on. You know, even from the executive side, you know, as a record executive, and that's my background, and now I'm into television, you know, we definitely have a service that we're delivering to our community or our constituents or our viewers, but at the same time, because branding is so big in the industry right now, you're also a product, and that's what differentiates you from the other network and the other network and the other network. So it depends on what services and what side of the fence you're sitting on. What is your end goal?
All right. Thank you very much, Amelia. And let's go to Anita. Anita, you now have the floor.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Hi, Al.
Introduce yourself, Anita.
My name is Anita Wilson Pringle, and in response to what the topic is this evening, entertainment itself, which is what the question was, entertainment, is it a service or a product? Entertainment itself is a service. What that service offers is different products, and that service offers the artists, it offers the CDs, it offers the music, it offers the concerts.
Next up is Carlos. Carlos coming out of Miami area, my hometown. Carlos, welcome to the show. Introduce yourself, sir.
How are you, sir?
Give us your take on tonight's topic, entertainment. Is it a product or a service? You now have the floor.
Okay, well, blessings to everyone, first of all, and thank you, Lord, for allowing us all to be here, as you said earlier. I kind of sort of agree with Anita. We offer a service, and when we offer that service, what we're doing is basically marketing or selling a product. It's kind of a double-edged sword, and it works both ways. Without the product, we can't offer the service. If we didn't have the service to offer, there would be no product to sell. So that's basically my point on it. Like we all know, there's something that you could always there's always something to sell. Our commodity that we sell happens to be entertainment, whether it be video, whether it be recorded music, the arts, whatever it may be. So, I kind of agree with Anita. She kind of hit the nail on the head there. And by the way, I'm sorry, I apologize. My name is Carlos Tejera. I happen to be a concert and social promoter down here in Miami. And you know what we do. We have the best little secret in Miami, and we keep it that way.
Absolutely, absolutely. By the way, he's one of our sponsors tonight, guys. So wanted to let you guys know that. Also, we have Broham and Eggs. What's up, Broham and Eggs? What's up, brother? What's your opening statement for tonight, Pop?
What's happening? This is Rob Broham and Eggs in LaGrange, Georgia, right outside of Atlanta. And if you don't realize that you are a product, there's no reason to use the services. You are the product. You are the entertainment. Michael Jackson should have lended an ear to somebody's mind to understand about entertainment and understanding that you are the model. You are the something that somebody wants. And so it works hand in hand. So basically what everybody said, and then going back with the last gentleman, it's two-edged sword in the fact that we are providing services, but at the same time, the artist must understand that it is a commodity. It is a commodity. It is the business itself. And so all of the other things fall in, the components fall in hand when we have a understanding, especially when it comes to marketing ourselves and being a part of this industry as a whole and wanting to join the industry, because then you know I have whatever this is, I have from a marketing standpoint a niche to get in, and then somebody else has their niche to make me popular or to feed me into the masses. Anyway, I manage artists from a comedian to musicians, and I also have some TV properties and things that I do as well. So,
Brian and Eggs, stay with us. We got Rizelle Simmons. Rizelle Simmons, what city are you calling from, man? And tell us a little bit about yourself as far as what you do. And then and give us your take on tonight's topic, entertainment. Is it a product or service?
My name is Rizelle Simmons, recently located here to Atlanta, Georgia, the new mecca of the entertainment industry. Originally from Detroit, but moved from New York. I was there for the last 10 years working in radio syndication. I've kind of been, in the entertainment industry for the last 13 years. You know, I'll really keep it brief. I think that, Tiffany and Anita really covered a lot of things, it's certainly both. you know, that's it.
Okay. And stay with me, Rizal. I got area code 309 in the house, 309-351. Please state your name. What's your opening statement for tonight's topic? Entertainment, is it product or service? You now have the floor.
Yes, my name is John Claiborne, also known as JFK. I'm from Memphis, Tennessee, and recently moved to Illinois to pursue graphic design, and I will be graduating that in May. My perception with this topic is that entertainment is most definitely a service. The reason being is because I say it's an intangible service. It's a service that you can't physically touch, but it is provided. And I completely agree with Carlos when he said earlier that we, the artist, is the product, and we offer the product through service. It's very important for artists to understand this so they could better know what to do with themselves out here in order to succeed in this industry.
You know, and then we're going to go to area code 951-281-5005. Please state your name. Where are you calling in from, and what's your input on tonight's topic?
Hi, my name is Billy Palmer. I'm actually an artist, a painter, as well as a spoken word artist. And I believe that we provide a service as well as our artistic skill is a product. I believe our service is definitely a service to humanity, and it, as far as I'm concerned, it should be defined by a divine law for the attainment and not just for the entertainment of the people. My product, as an artist, I want to inspire people to know why they exist and not just to stimulate their passions to be crazy or to be wild or to be just free-thinking without any type of discipline or restraint. And I believe that our people are doing a disservice in a lot of their music and a lot of their products and services that they provide to our people because it's making us take our focus off of what's real and what's needed and just to be entertained and in an illusion of what life is really about. So it's definitely a service as well as a product. And we really need as a people to get together and decide what is good for us because we don't want to feed our people poison, even if it's wrapped up in a Beyonce. You know, we don't want to feed our people misdirection, even if it's Eddie Murphy or Richard Pryor. We want to at least be able to guide our people so that no matter what, they can be entertained as well as attain a higher understanding of their existence here on Earth. I don't want to get too deep or too preachy, but I believe that we ought to give real consideration of what we put on the shelves for our people to take.
All right, guys. I got one more caller that I can bring in. Then after that, I don't know because I want to get to the topics too. So 504-491, go ahead. You now have the floor. please state your name, where you're calling in from.
Well, absolutely, it's a product and a service. Anytime you can generate currency off of writings or spoken word or creative ideas, absolutely, it's a product because you're creating something that somebody wants, and that creates currency. So absolutely, it's a product and a service. People that are creative should be paid because that's their intellectual property. They should be paid for their products and services if that's theirs. So absolutely, it's a product and a service.
Thank you very much. What was your name and what were you calling in from?
I just go anonymous.
Anonymous, okay. Okay, guys. Anonymous has joined us as well. All right. Now, I want to go around, and I got to ask this question here. I think Carlos touched bases on it, but my question is, if the artists, the authors, the actors, the entertainers on the whole, if they were just absent of entertainment, would the venues of entertainment exist? I'm going to go to Tiffany. You got the floor.
Well, I would honestly have to say no, because even if, say, for instance, I write screenplays, even if none of them existed, there's, you know, even if I did a silent film, you still have to have actors. You still have to have a vision behind it. You still have to have somebody who creates that vision. So, therefore, I don't think you can – it doesn't just happen on its own, is what I'm saying. It doesn't just pop off and, like, you know, people wake up and then some movie, some TV show, some radio show, some musician created something that ended up living on its own without the artist. It's impossible. You see what I'm saying? Well, so far. There's not robots that just create music, theater, film on their own. So I would say no. Without the artist, without the vision, it cannot exist.
Anita.
Yes, sir.
Would it exist if the entertainers were absent of entertainment with the venues that provide the services? Exist.
Absolutely not. That's one of the reasons why some of the venues that, you know, the big deals that happen are not happy, because of the mere fact that, you know, these artists are finding other avenues to deliver their service, to deliver their talent. And so the demand of the conventional vehicles that were existing are no longer. You know, that's one of the reasons why the record labels are perplexed. Because, you know, again, you know, you've got webisodes, TV shows, all this content being derived and devoured over the internet. So the theater house, you know what I'm saying, is the one that's suffering. The entertainment is not. So you can't, entertainment's going to forever evolve just because of its creativity, because of its creative source. So, no, you need the source in order to have the end result.
Okay. And now, Anita, I'm sorry, guys. I had left everybody's mic open, so people stepped on each other. So my apologies.
Oh, that's okay.
Go for it.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. You know me, Al, so let me start by saying this. First, that was a very broad question. It could be interpreted many different ways.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you my interpretation and my response.
Okay.
It absolutely can. The tagline for our business is today's marketing creates tomorrow's brand. Entertainment itself is a word that represents a genre, and that genre is a service. Your question that you just asked was, would entertainment exist without, would the venues and stuff like that exist without the entertainment? And I'm going to take you back a little bit. And don't think I'm crazy for this, but because the question was so broad, I'm going to give you this answer. Before there were television stations and before there were clubs and before there was everything else, you had the beach, you had the mountains, you had the forest, you got national parks. I don't see any entertainers in there. I don't see any TVs. I don't see any radio shows. And all I see is entertainment. Entertainment is a state of mind, if you want to know the truth. It's entertainment. It's what each individual feels brings them joy, contentment, satisfaction, what have you. So it's not necessarily centered around a product. You know, life itself is entertainment. Some people, like myself, I'm just entertained by just getting up and watching other people. So the question you asked, even though I know in what context you meant it, was so broad it could be answered so many different ways. But my answer to that would be, absolutely, they could exist. It just depends on which venues we're talking about, what entertainment you're referencing.
Okay, y'all heard it. She came in, knocked them out the box. Go ahead, Anita. All right, we got Carlos. Carlos, your thoughts?
Well, once again, I think I fall in love with Miss Anita because she's got it down pat. I mean, it really basically is, entertainment is strictly a state of mind. You can entertain yourself back in the day, you had kids entertaining themselves with a little ping pong paddle and a rubber ball with a rubber band attached to it, popping it up in the air and smacking it. Now they need a, for example, Xbox whatever number they got now, and you have all the video games, and they entertain themselves that way. Basically, to answer your question, like, straight up, no. Venues cannot exist without some type. You can't put someone in a box and basically say, okay, here's a box. Okay, what am I going to do in the box? Am I going to sit here? Am I going to think? Am I going to read? Am I going to watch TV? Am I going to watch an artist? Am I going to listen to a radio program? Clubs in Miami, I'm going to make this real short, and I'm sorry for taking so long here. Clubs down here in Miami, we all know South Beach, blah, 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 the big whoop-de-doo-doo, you know, open and close on a daily basis. You have billion-dollar, not million, billion-dollar clubs that open up, and 6 months later, you come back to it, it's not there anymore. It's if you don't provide the service sticking to of entertaining people or giving people something that they want, and it may be one thing today and another thing tomorrow because people have short attention spans. It's all about the next best thing as far as by what I see. Not everyone is the same, of course, but the general populace is basically what's the next best thing. They came out with American Idol. Okay, well, let's come out with The Voice. Well, let's come out with this. All you see on TV nowadays, do you see TV shows or do you see reality shows? And maybe a year from now, somebody will come up with a show about people jumping off cliffs, and then everybody will follow suit, and there'll be 100 shows on the air. Basically, you got to have an artist. You have to have someone to captivate their audience. You have to have, or that audience out there, whatever it may be. Best thing on TV right now, we all know what? Sex sells. Scandalous, not to mention a TV program, sells. What's the most popular show on television right now? Scandal. Why? Because it's got the sex, it's got the drama. The more drama, the more, that's what people are into right now. Now, I know I'm going on long, but I guess the point I'm trying to make is this. Someone will always buy something. It's up to the individuals out here who have the creativity to come up with something, no matter what it may be, whether it be in the entertainment business or whatever business it may be, to find what that niche market is around them and provide the service. That's it.
I agree. And Broham and X, your thoughts?
Okay, I want you to stakes again. For this,
okay, if the actors, the authors, the artists, the entertainers on a whole, if they was absent of entertainment, would these other venues exist producing products around entertainment? I didn't add that before, but that's what really the point I was making. Go.
And so, based on listening to what everybody said, and I'm going to say, I'm going to answer your thing, and then I'm say no first. And the reason being, I'm going to go by the young lady that came on before Carlos, and then Carlos came behind her, and they started hinting at it. But let's really go back. Let's go back to civilization as a whole from history. Kings and queens and had to have entertainment. People that came into their audience were entertained by things they had. What happened is someone found, go back to what I said earlier, a niche. They found a way to take those different venues, besides to the King, besides being on the side of the street, because they were then street vendors, and they started, they didn't have a major place. The young lady talked about, you know, the mountains and the different populace has, but when we clustered in certain areas before the mountains were found, before the gardens were discovered, you had clusters of people, and there was one person that was creating a theater. There was one person that was out there doing a puppet show. There was one person singing. This was written in history. The fact is that someone decided to say, okay, let me put this on the...
My fault. Keep on going.
Okay.
Sorry.
I was like, okay, what did I do? On a grander scale. And so by being on a grandiose and a larger scale, it gave more people the opportunity to be seen. When we talk about being in Miami, or we talk about being in Atlanta, or we talk about being in New York, or we talk about being in California, well, there's someone that's going to different clubs that are not known to them outside of their living area. And so you had someone in California that now NWA could be heard in New York, Atlanta, Miami, Oklahoma, and North Dakota, all at the same time. But if you go back to the days of the old days of arenas and gladiators, you had to come to a certain coliseum. And now we go from the entertainment thing that is marketable for people's attention span, from sports, from concerts, because if you have Phillips Arena or Gwinnett Arena, or you come down to Club Diamond in Miami, or you come to the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York, or you come to the Staples Center, so now I can bring my product that was centrally located somewhere else across the masses. So we have to understand that, yes, someone figured out, but it had to be a, it had to, entertainers had to be readily available. If no one had ever known Joe Jackson, and Joe Jackson didn't decide to go out and say, I have the Jackson 5, and go on and get his kids and say, hey, my boys have a niche. There's something that you need to look at. They would have never been in the arenas. He forced them to be in places. He put them in places. So the places didn't really have the things, but then they started seeing and gravitating because they started having a name about this product was. And no matter how we look at it, no matter what we say, it is a product, it is a commodity. From AT&T to Amway, to MCI, to T-Mobile, everything you think about is a product, and it has, somebody has to say that this is an idea, and I'm going to provide a service, and I'm going to put it on a grandiose scale, because even the television people, even the phone people, have to go to somebody who's in the entertainment business to gravitate to them to get them to become spokesmodels and to talk and to captivate the mind and to bring these people in so I can make more money. And I'm saying all that to say this, you know, that we have to understand that it's always been the entertainer, the product first, has allowed the entertainment companies and individuals to be able to sell products on a mass scale. And I'm out.
All right. And you know what? When we come back, guys, I really... and we're going to be brief on the as far as commercials, so it'll be quick and out of there, but I have to do it. So this is the spot where I need business owners to go ahead and sponsor the program and fit your promo in between the program, and that's tonight and every night that you possibly can. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. We'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us.
Do me a favor. The premier option for all of your event planning needs. We coordinate events of all kinds. We do corporate events, networking mixers, fundraisers, parties. In fact, we do it all.
Custom favors and invitations are just among other things that we can do. So log on at www.dmafonline.com. That's www.dmafonline.com. We create favorable memories for any occasion.
You've got 5 minutes? I've got that celebrity interview. Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of The Valder Beebe Show. Join me daily for my new brand, That Celebrity Interview. I get the opportunity to chat with the world's most fascinating people. I interview actors and directors and entertainers, celebrities, and everyday people on important topics and issues and life-changing causes. My interviews are authentic, revealing, and personal with my guests, who are in a 21st century mode. They're either in studio, by phone, satellite, or in exotic locations. I've interviewed people in Istanbul, Israel, London, all across the globe. Tune in daily to That Celebrity Interview. Go to ValderBeebeShow.com for broadcast locations of That Celebrity Interview. I'll see you there.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, guys, we're back. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. For those who are listening, we would like you to send your music in to www.hiphopnational.com. Get along with the movement and let's make it happen. That's www.hiphopnational.com. If you're listening in by any device, you want to come in and you have a question or a statement for tonight's topic, call in at 213-559-2995. We're here and we're waiting. Raw Dog didn't make it today, and I just wanted to let his family know that, you know, we're behind whatever they're doing. But they wasn't able to make it tonight, so I had to put that out there. Wanted to let you guys know he wasn't able to make it tonight. All right, I wanted to ask you guys, then I'm going to ask you again. Now, as far as the artist is concerned, shouldn't he see himself as a service? In other words, should an artist, a music artist, start to look at himself overall as a business, providing a service for entertainment products and things that could be built around his business. I'm going to go to John Claiborne with this. John, what's your thoughts?
Well, I don't think the artist should look at himself as a service. He should look at what he does as a service.
What he does as a service. I agree with that.
Yeah, because if he think that he's the service, he won't know that he have to, what he have to provide. You know, he don't know what he, I don't know, it's hard to put it. I feel like when you are being an artist and you're doing your thing out there, you're giving the people what they want to hear. You're entertaining them, and you basically are providing them something of entertainment. And in order to do that, you have to be a product. I mean, you have to give them a product. So I just that's my answer to that, just a simple quickie.
All right. Anonymous, you're up next.
I think artists should look at themselves as a developer because anything that you write or anything that you create can be developed and become a product. And that product can be sold for hundreds of years. So I really think artists should look at themselves as a developer. What are you creating? What are you building? So actually, that is your creation. So yes, it's a product, and it's and being an artist. But yes, you can say it's a service. But I see that artists should look at themselves as a developer because they're creating something that is a product that can be sold to the masses of people for years. So, yes, I really see it, artists as developers.
And just by the way, I do agree with you, Anonymous, because I also later on one of the question was, should they see themselves as content creators and producers? And in a sense, you're saying the same thing, developers. But up next is we got Amelia. Amelia, you have the floor.
I wanted to go backwards for a second, though. When we were talking
you
about
got the
entertainment.
Back pedal now, huh?
Yeah, well, no, 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 I'm not backpedaling. I'm actually redefining because I think Anita had made a good point, but I think, you know, it wasn't full in that, you know, when we talk about entertainment, it really is what is your muse. And in order to have that muse, like she said, she could go outside and just look at other people, and that's her form of entertainment. Those people are the entertainers. Those people are your muse. So for it to exist anywhere, yes, it can. Does it need a venue? The venue is where the musement is. So, I mean, I just wanted to kind of like rehash on that because I think that, you know, we got lost on terms as opposed to the actual process of this business we call entertainment. As far as the service, you know, right now, content providers is exactly what everyone is. From look at Netflix, look at CBS, ABC with their video on demand. I mean, the paradigm of what the definition of entertainment is changing due to the internet. So, you know, going back to what the other two gentlemen said as far as entertainers, talent per se, actors, musicians, whatever you are, yes, you are a product. You are a commodity to be sold. But at the same time, you do have a service. And those, like, let's look at my YouTubers, you know, my YouTube stars. They created a service and a niche, like one of the other gentlemen was saying, that became very popular for them, and now they're a star. Perez Hilton is a perfect example of that. He is now a huge commodity. He gets paid thousands of dollars to do something that he started doing for free. So the paradigm, as far as understanding what's going on in the entertainment business, is to understand that it still and always will remain with what is your entertainment and how you service that entertainment, how you sell that entertainment, how you brand that entertainment is what constitutes your success, regardless of the platform. I mean, if people are not thinking about mobile right now, they're really in the dark ages because that's everything go everywhere entertainment. You know, and like these are the things that I would love to see artists start really thinking about. And in my note to you, I said one of the biggest things that you need to think about is the value of it. I think right now it's not enough to think about the service or think about the content or think about the product if you're not thinking about the price. You know, and I see far too many artists giving away their talent and their services for free. When you have various opportunities that once you get 10,000 viewers, which nowadays is so easy to do, you know, to start doing ad value. You know, it's pennies on the dollars, but it still works. You know, instead of doing some of the blogs that are just arbitrary, doing some of the blog services that actually pay you for viewership, you know, and looking at branded content right now, which is the newest way to get paid to tie in a product with your opinion. You know, I think these are the things that we really need to start focusing on if we're talking about continuing the advancement of entertainment.
Isn't that what we call branding? You brand your service. You give your service up because you're branding it. You're giving your service to someone else to say, my brand, my product. And so especially with these young men that weren't confused or talking about developers, yes, you're developing content. You're developing whatever you have, but that is still a service because you want to get paid for it. And that's what, if we go back to the bartering system, before we had money, that was a service. You bartered with someone else. Well, since you grow potatoes and I don't, I have eggs, so I'll give you eggs if you give me potatoes. I have cows. I'll give you milk and dairy if you give me flour and some other things. So that's the same thing that we do now. Only difference is that we put a monetary value on it.
Yeah, but you know what? To be very honest with you, I just finished doing a whole discussion on the whole bartering. To me, bartering right now is passe because of the mere fact that you see far too many people saying, okay, well, you do this and you do that. But here's the thing. If I make it a point to pay you a dollar, right, and tomorrow I need 50 cents, I can come to you. But if today I don't pay you anything and tomorrow I still need it, there's nothing to go to. We need to start thinking economically. We need to think about raising our base so that we have ownership of things. Far too many times we are the creators and not the facilitators. And when you talk about content providers, which is what we're doing now, but we're still doing the wrong thing. We're still giving it up for free or lessening our value or letting somebody take 90% because they took the initiative to find the venue. You know what I mean? Instead of you taking the initiative and the extra work and teaming up and splitting the pie. You know, we really need to redirect that because all of this will mean nothing if you don't have money at the end of the day.
But that's the point of the service itself is to get money because you talked about doing something for someone. You talked about Perez and finally putting something out there that I found my niche. And so now people are putting his brand with their brand and he's putting his brand with somebody else's brand to have that niche. You have Samuel Jackson who is an actor, but now we can identify him to Capital One. You have another actor who we can identify by his voice for a car commercial. So you have a singer who's being identified by some jury or a T-Mobile commercial because they're putting their services out there to be branded. But the thing has to be taught. How do you do that? What do you do? Because you have to realize as an artist, you are a commodity. Your service is real. And how do I brand that service to the masses?
Because what happens is, and I'm glad that you asked that about branding, because that's like a misused word right now, and it's driving me crazy. brand is nothing more than the first immediate association to what it is. You know, when you say Colgate, you think teeth, bright white, whatever. You know, it's like when you think Pepsi, I'm the one, you know. These are the things that they've worked very hard to do that word association and actually brain association. That's what brand is. It's brain association to your product. So it's what people need to start doing, and particularly artists, is really start looking at who they are. What is the service that they're delivering? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, Pharrell is a perfect example. His brand is not being status quo. His brand is being a forethinker, you know, being contemporary but still current. You know what I mean? Meaning what I mean by contemporary is like he can be with the masses, but he's still not taken away from his root of which is hip-hop and R&B, you know? But Happy right there was a record that I don't care what nationality, I don't care what age, I don't care what your music form, you're loving that record. He has figured out what his brand is, and he is sticking to it, you know, and that's the reason why he's now getting more movie scores and soundtracks and everything else than ever before, you know. Look at the Roots. The Roots early on understood that their brand was true musicality, live music. And look how far they have gone from into movies, guest appearances, you know, talk shows, et cetera, et cetera. But their constant is always music, live music. You know, this is what I'm saying to artists now. Understand what it is about you that makes you who you are, that defines what you're doing. That
imprint
is your brand.
That imprint. Yeah, that improv.
Can I interrupt just for a second, guys? I want to say this.
Can I jump in real quick, Al?
Yes. Hold on one second. I got your mics open. Everybody, this is discussion now. Go ahead. Just give everybody the courtesy of what's said. Tiffany, you have the floor.
I just want to say I am so happy that you have this beautiful woman on who has hit like 10 nails on the head.
Absolutely.
And I love it. I don't even have to say much. You know, I agree with everything that she's saying 100%. And even with my company, provides a service, and that is to promote and empower women, and all of my screenplays are about the strength of women, which is to bring awareness to multiple sclerosis. So no matter what you do, no matter what your vision is, at the end of the day, you are still hopefully providing some service. And even if you are not trying to, even if that's not your intent, if you are successfully being an artist of any type, you are bringing a service to people. Even with, she mentioned Pharrell, he brought a service too. He made people happy. No matter what, at any time you hear that song, you get happy. It doesn't matter if you love country. It doesn't matter if you like jazz. He brings that, and he brings a service to people, and that is what's important in this industry, is to make sure not only are you bringing the product, but you're also bringing the service. And thank you again.
You know who I love that? You know, we keep talking about what the niche and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
We've mentioned, and I've heard a lot of people being mentioned and stuff like that. You know who I think one of the brightest people that I have seen? Well, there's two that I respect because of the way that they carried themselves and what they did for themselves. One of them, of course, is Kevin Hart. I mean, the guy is amazing. The other one, and nobody ever thinks of this, Robin Thicke. Robin Thicke is a white man who, instead of trying to cross over, like most black artists, into the white genre or whatever you want to call it, he actually came the other way. If you've ever gone to see Robin Thicke, he's got more people, he's got more black people in the audience than he does white. He actually crossed over the other way. Talk about niches to find. Talk about finding a group of people who are going to support you and you can make money with, because bottom line, everything's about making money. Hopefully, when you do what you do, you make money with it. I guess what I'm trying to say with that is that bottom line to the whole thing is find a niche. Like I think when me and you spoke, you told me about you're trying to inform people and get people to, you find your niche, you find what you're good at, you find something that is sellable, that can be, that someone wants to buy, and you develop your idea, you get together with other people, and you make it happen. That's basically just the bottom line to the whole thing. I mean, we can play with words, and we can say this and that and whatever, but I think everybody out here knows that without money, we can't survive. So we all got to make it somehow. If you want to make it in this business, if you want to make it in any business, you better come up with a good idea, number one. And number two, you better be able to realize what you have. And something that I love that was said, that don't give it away. Nothing is free.
Guys, I not say that. I know that the two ladies are empowering themselves, but is that not what I've been saying the entire time? I mean, basically, everything I've said from talking about bartering system to, because it is a service, and you must. And in our society, even if we talked biblically, when John asks a question to the Messiah, and he says, "Well, render unto Caesar what is Caesar, and unto God what is God." So there are things that you have to do in the society that you live in. And in our society, anything that is a monetary value helps you to eat, helps you to pay your bills, helps you to keep your lights on, it helps to keep you responsible for the other things that you need to take care of in your inner social circle. But when you look at the masses, you know that you can have a sex appeal to the masses. And the sex appeal, right now we know that bodily sex appeal is one thing, but there is a sexy sex appeal. If you're in the theater and your voice sounds wonderful and people
love the way you sound, like Paul Roberson, or you go into different James Earl Jones and Leontine Price, and you go into different arenas, but you have a sex appeal because that's something that you have. And then we look at, you just mentioned Pharrell. Well, Pharrell's sex appeal is simple. That's why he wrote the song Happy. I can be a nerd, I can be whoever I am, but no matter what you think, I'm happy. And that's sexy to people, that it draws you in. It starts to convey to your mind and to the cerebellum, to the hear through those ears. Your ears start to change, and your eyes start to dilate, and your brain starts to get happy, and your body starts to feel something on the inside. And that alone is entertainment.
Can I add something, too? I think also in the world that we live in now, you know, everybody used to say content is king, but so is analytics. And what I love to tell young artists, because the seasoned ones are getting it, the young ones, they're still trying to figure it out, is research that when you see something that is similar to what you are, find out their analytics. In the world of selling product, it is not focusing on who you can sell it to. It is to focus on who buys what you're selling. And lots of times I find artists in the very beginning, they have this ideal of who they can sell it to, not staying conscientious of who will really actually buy their product. So to flip that paradigm is the first step into succeeding, into elevating and your product, your visibility, but also your value, you know? And the Internet has so much out there now. There are so many programs that can really give you true analytics, not only of yourself, but of others that are like you. Like Google Analytics, I tell artists that what they should do is test different things and then see what their analytics are for that month or for that week. I don't know how their variance is. You know, some artists put out music once a week. Some artists put out music once a month. Some artists put it out every 3 months. But look at that variance, because those analytics are going to tell you whether or not your audience wants it more or is satisfied with it and it can last longer. You know, these are the things that they need to shift, because those tools were not available back in the day, but they are now. And lots of times artists are looking at what has been done instead of what people are doing. You know what I mean?
Correct. Yeah, I agree. But we also, even though we tell them, we got to give them examples of analytics. We have to, because based on listening to a lot of people on this panel, most of us have a background with education. And that's a big problem with the young generation. They're not being educated the fundamentals of understanding the business, doing things the way they used to. All of those things went out the door. And so no one knows how to pick up an Encyclopedia Britannica. They only know to go to the Internet. They think that Wikipedia is correct. So it's an obligation for us to not only throw out words, but to take those words and to take time to actually educate. And I think that's the biggest problem, where we don't have anyone doing their real part of taking these artists, or they're taking advantage of them too. Some people have money, and some of these young artists are coming off the street, and they have street money, and they don't know how to change their environment, and no one is really taking the initiative to change that environment, because they're looking in the wrong pockets, because everything's open for to take advantage of. Everything.
Exactly. Very true. But here's the thing. First one is Alexa.com, Alexa.com. That gives you an overview of everyone that's on the Internet. And, you know, you might think you're doing something and then realize you're ranked 1 million out of 7 million. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, that really gives you a good perspective. And they actually go into every aspect. If you have a website, it'll go into every aspect of what your website is doing. And it's free information. You know, as far as an example of people that used analytics to make a conscious business decision, one of the best examples is Netflix with Kevin Spacey. They studied his analytics all the way to when what scenes did he do that got the most views, how long did people watch him, so they knew how to write the scripts. You know, so to me, that was amazing, you know, to
right.
see that, you know, creativity in a certain sense of the way has really morphed into a business per se of itself, you know, and
right.
it's that combination of the two to me as a creator and a business person is very exciting. Because I get to use both sides of my brain now. You know, when you're an executive, you use one side, and when you're a creative, you use another. But now, to be a content provider, you got to use both.
Right.
I think it's all about, too, it's all about how can you create your creativity, how can you create a movement. And the movement is where people are following you, but also in the movement, they want to see you as an artist or whatever business to go further because they might have benefit also off of it. So I think with the artist, how can you create a movement basically to capture more people, actually basically to capture the whole entire world. And that, and movement is very important when you are an artist.
Yeah, interactivity is very key for artists today. This is an interactive world that we exist in. If you are not engaging your artist, your audience, then you are not fulfilling your service, your full service as an entertainer. Because it's not enough to just put it out there. Look at Pharrell. Let's go back to that example. He gave you a 24-hour clock to be happy with. You could watch it at 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock. You know what I mean? And you had a different experience with the same song. That was ingenious.
Yep. It was marketing one-on-one, giving you something to capitalize on what just happened in the song, and people don't even realize the song came out last year playing in a movie.
Right,
and
but here's the business side of it, though. From a music publishing side, his ASCAP checks are off the chain.
Correct, but this song happened with last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, remember, we're watching the movie. The song is
yeah.
Okay, it's in the movie, and then all of a sudden he reinvented the song.
That's the key of marketing.
Right, and that's the key to all of this. See, it's strategic marketing. And as an artist, if you know that you got 100 people that like your music, and you tell those 100 people, hey, well, at least tell 10 of your friends, and this is marketing 101, tell 10 of your friends to come check me out and listen to my thing on YouTube. You can put your song up for free on YouTube. Now you got those 10 friends, at least 2 out of those 10 friends should pick up. Now you got 300 fans, and you tell those friends to tell their 10 friends to come check you out, and you build up your numbers, and you build up masses. The artists don't realize how you can get yourself popular just on YouTube, popular on Twitter. You get yourself popular on Vevo. You get your people watching you, and now you may be able to get a residual, but they don't have the right people behind them. And from a manager standpoint, when I look and I listen to these young people talking, they do not have someone, and they do not educate themselves as well to become better artists, to understand the vision of the service that they're offering.
Yeah, you know what? Here's the best example for anybody that's listening that's an artist. If you look at in the 90s what we did, you know what I mean, with our music, with our brands, I'm just going to use Rough Rider as an example because I was on the front lines with that. From once we realized that our music was not just music, it was a lifestyle, we created Rough Rider Lifestyles. We did the dog food. We did the clothing line. We did the bikers. We did the thug workout. We did, you know, all of these different things.
That was a movement.
Exactly. But what it was really cross-branding. That's the reason why the labels now have a 360 deal, because they realize that there are so many different other avenues that once you have something, you can then plug it in. It's like doing a jigsaw puzzle. Once you get the frame, it's easy to figure out where the rest of the pieces are. But if you started with the middle, you can't figure it out. You know what I'm saying? You got to do the frame, and then you build and find all the pieces that match otherwise. You know? That's the same thing with the artist. And just to show you how, you know, the business side, as far as using technology right now, the most successful way to really garnish income from your brand or your product is your website, because that is your entity. You own all those rights. That is your intellectual property. I hope I'm not talking over people, but that's what it is. So now the question is, how do you monetize that? Well, you start with where your millennials are, and that's my young kids, 18 to, you know, 25. You start with Vines, because their attention span is very short. The Vine leads them to the YouTube, which is puts you on the marketplace as far as advertisers. But even your YouTube drives you to the website. And that's where you start making your own money, because when you start getting the YouTube views amazingly and the advertisers start clipping on, you can backdoor that and say, well, listen, I have a website that they stay even longer on. Because, see, before the game was impressions. Now the game is time. How long have I captivated that viewer so that I can take that same commercial and show it to them four or five times to the point where it becomes subliminal?
Yeah, these kids got to also know where to go get work. A lot of times they're talking about spending money in clubs and different stuff like that. Sometimes you spend the money with the DJs. You have to put your money in the right place. And even Al knows what I'm talking about when there's a college tour. How do you get on that? How do you invest in yourself? And that's what the biggest problem is. They don't know how to invest in themselves to make themselves viable and pliable to the masses. Because there are people, I could tell you about comics that most people don't know headliners, but they make their headliners, they're making $100,000 a year. There are artists making $100,000 a year easily that you don't even know about. And because they're putting their place in the right, so that when they do hit the right song and they do hit the right niche for the masses, they have the money to do that because they're investing in themselves. And they know how to invest in themselves.
However, the history of those type of artists is they created their own audience. I mean, I know artists that go overseas. They make more money overseas than they do here in the United States, and they're not even known in the United States.
Of course.
It's where your audience is, and that goes back to the very first thing, who will buy your product, who will buy your service, not who you want to sell it to. Far too many times, our American artists are sold that American dream where you put out a record and then you're going to be popular and you're going to be famous and, you know, you're going to be a star. Wrong. What you want to do is create a demand for what you're putting out. And that should be your very first question. How do I get people to want what I got?
And see,
because
and
once
see,
you get that, you got bias.
My thing now is with artists, with today's, of course, with the internet, why would they even want to sign to a one of those record companies? They are only going to pay you a royalty on your record, which is maybe a couple of cents, because they're going totally through the internet with the downloads and everything. So the artist is not making the money like they should make. So I don't even understand why artists would want to sign to one of those record companies, because those record companies have found now a way to cut out the artist even more to pay them.
I'll answer that for you.
Please.
Number one, you have to understand what publishing is all about and ownership of publishing. You have to understand about copyright. The other thing is that if you start to do your own marketing in your area, the record label, which you're talking about, will look at you as a smart business commodity, because now you have numbers. When you have IS CS codes, when you have the barcodes, and you have numbers and statistics, you don't walk into a label and say, okay, well, hey, just give me a 360 deal because my song sounds popular and people are great. You've done the business model. You've researched yourself to understand that, okay, in order for these people to pay me, I got to know something about the business. And not just
I hear what you're saying, but if you're doing all your legwork yourself and you're basically putting your own self out there now, why would you basically give your money to a record company which is going to take, you can build your fan base, you have your publishing, you have your copyrights, you own all your stuff, all your masters, you put your stuff out on the internet, you already got your fan base, you already buying your stuff. Why would you sign to a record company where you already did all your legwork and all they're going to do is take your money and give you a couple of cents? I don't understand that.
Depends on your deal. Number two, you can only do what you're doing regionally. If you have regional numbers, and this goes back to statistics again, your regional numbers, you have to have a relationship with someone at the radio station, and that's the difference from Joe Blow and the labels. They do have the relationship with the PDs and the MDs. And they have the relationship with the station managers. And so they know how to put your music out so that you can get more BDS spins, so that you can pay through ASCAP or BMI or CSAC, depending on who you sign with. Okay? So the label in itself, yes, they're dying, but they're not giving away – they're not going to give you money anymore. They're not giving away money. When they used to give away money.
Yeah.
And so now – they're telling you, because you can get your own distribution, you can get a percentage of distribution, you can pay a 60-40 and get distribution where you're on iTunes, you're on Amazon, you're on all these other different places. But see, the part of that is the marketing behind the artist to get the numbers up so that people keep listening to you, that they see you everywhere. That's when the label comes in. And so you have to do it smart in your region so that you force their hand. That now you make them realize you are a commodity. Because at first you're not. You have to force them to realize you are important.
Those record companies, all they are is a bank. And what they do is give you money up front, which you have to pay back to them through the sales of your records.
They're a lot more than that. They're a lot more than that. I mean, a lot of people take that position, but you know,
it's about
momentum.
No.
That's not true.
Right. They might give you $1 million to create your album in the studio. Get your wardrobe and all that stuff, but you have to pay that money back.
A record label is a machine.
Right.
It is a machine. You choose your machine. Some people like Maseratis, some people like Fords, some people like Cadillacs. You know what I'm saying? Each of them travel at a different speed. Each of them have a different ride. When I tell artists the difference between going independent or with a major record label, it depends on how you want your journey, how you want your ride to be.
Mm-hmm.
When you strategically align yourself with a major, your ride can be bumpy or smooth depending on your team. If you've got a knowledgeable team that knows what the heck they're doing, you'll have a smooth ride and you'll be collecting dollars. The people that run into problems that downgrade and badmouth labels is because they don't know what they're asking for. They don't know what to get out. They don't even know the service. I don't know how many times I sit down with artists and I ask them, have you been to A&R administration? And they say, who? That is the brainchild of the record label.
I suggest to artists now these days, if they basically need funds to help with their artistry and get it out there more, basically find private investors instead of going to a record company. Because what the record companies now, if you're talking about Sony and Universal and all those companies, all they're going to do is give you basically a royalty on each record sold. So you're not making any money. You're making points. And the thing is that they're going to take more of your money than you're going to receive.
I'm going to disagree with you. That's not true. And I'll give you a perfect
example.
Young Ralph got a single deal. Got $750,000 on a single deal, not an album. One song. Looked like money. Okay? But he blew the deal by doing something stupid. Okay, and doing something dumb. So that's not true. Most of your bank comes from publishing. You publishing companies are really your bank.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they're the bank because you can sell the rights to the publishing of your song and bank it. Ashford and Simpson did it for years. Okay,
still
you can sell. And look at the train and Coors Light. Okay, you can sell rights and then you get your rights back. So you can sell somebody. I can sell you all the songs I've written in my catalog, and then you give me $5 million. Now, if you make $35 million off of it for the next 5 years, that's on you. After those 5 years are up, I get my catalog back, and any money still coming in off of whatever you did, you no longer own. I do. So that's
right.
Understanding publishing. So that has nothing to do with the record label. Now, record labels may want to get a part of your publishing, and based on what she told you, if you have a team, you have to write out a contract that works for you. If you wanted to hurry up and get a couple of dollars real quick, then you have dumb people that are on your team, you're going to get a couple of dollars real quick, and they're going to take advantage of you. But if you have smart people on your team and people that know what they're doing and they're going to assist you because it is a brand, it is a machine, it's a team, they're going to help you because they want to work.
Record labels are all about relationships.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? These people have been in the game. They know the avenues. They have the people on speed dial. You know, they cut through the red tape. It's like the government of the music business. You know, that's the House, the Senate, and the representatives, and all of that. You know, you have to really look at what your end goal is. This is what I tell artists all the time. Some artists want to just live in the creativity, like the brother that was the poet. Much respect to you. I loved what you spoke about. You know, other artists want just the fame and be out of the game. They just want to collect the money so that they can flip it. You know, other artists are in for the long haul. They want the legacy. When you know what your end result is, then you can align your strategic partners. But for a record label, I always tell people, when you go into a record label, understand two most important words, negotiate and renegotiate. You always position yourself with a record label that they must renegotiate so that you always get your value. Many times people go into the label, they get that one deal, and they never think that they can change the sucky contracts, the sucky clauses, and everything else. And now they're they're top A-list artists, and they're still getting 2 cents on a dollar. Well, that's blame it on your team, because your team didn't say, my client's not happy, they're not doing anything else unless you renegotiate.
All right, let me let them respond to that because I had turned off their mic, but that was very important. I do have a question before because we got like probably about 14 minutes left, but I do have a question after these guys respond to what you just said because that was powerful. Should artists start branding themselves from the very beginning? Is that the way they should enter this game, starting thinking about how they can be branded as a total package? That's my question. But go ahead, respond to what she was saying, Broham, it's Anonymous, Anita, you guys got the floor.
No, I missed your question. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. My confusion here, guys. I just wanted you guys to respond to what Amelia said, because what she was just saying in the end of her conversation there, I thought it was just very powerful.
Renegotiating and stuff like that with the record company and
You know, if you don't do it, then your team's not up on their game. But to put the brakes on that for a minute and back it up, and I'm going to go back to what one of your other panelists said. First off, what artists can you name today, these new kids and these new people that are popping up that even have the education, intellect, knowledge, or desire to even create a team that has that aptitude to go in there and even think about doing something like that? You know, and it's fine and nice to say that, but the reality is, it sucks. These guys, and I hate to say it, they're illiterate when it comes to the business of music. It's not the music business anymore, and it never has been. It's been the music business for those that were getting screwed over. It's been the business of music for those that have profited, ergo your label and everything else. You know, people need to realize, especially these artists, they are the product. They are the brand. You know, and what they offer, their music, their spoken word, their, you know, if they're a TV star, whatever, their acting, that's all a service, but it's still a part of the product.
Brand,
and if
yep.
the product sucks, the reception to the product is going to suck. And you can be a million-dollar performer. In your mind, you can be a multi-million-dollar performer. But if you don't have the mindset or the intellect to come like one, act like one, behave like one, and perform like one, you're going to get that same 13 cents that every other Joe Blow get out there. And it's nice to say, oh, your team needs to come and they need to stand up and do this. The reality is these kids don't have no money. And the people who do have money don't want to volunteer their time. They don't want to go out there and help them and give something for free. Everybody's looking for a dollar because everything's a business. And, you know, what we need more is more education. Al, you have a great show. And the only thing that I ever notice about this, you have artists that come on. And I know a while back you used to have more artists than you had panelists. And it's like lately you have more panelists than you do actual artists that come on and listen and things like that, you know, and that respond and the chat room's getting quiet and things like that. And the question is why? You have all these people on these panels. They all know all of these independent artists or artists that they're working with. If they were so interested in getting them educated and getting them versed in what the business was about, your show is one of the best ones to tell them, hey, you need to tune in. You need to pick a day during the week and make sure that you religiously check this out. Because listening to this show, any artist out there should have notebooks full of information. There's not much after listening to this show for a few months or for a year or on a regular basis, period. Just off the knowledge that they gain from this, they should educate themselves. But it's going to come down to this. They're lazy as hell. And they're lazy because that's the way, one, they were raised. Two, that's the way society accepts them. Three, that's what society expects out of them. And four, I mean, come on. We live in a world where the guys don't get jobs anymore. They collect EBT, you know, and they're not going to invest in themselves. They'd rather pop bottles and look stupid. And then when people come in and take their money, they want to whine and cry about it. The record labels don't give a crap because they're still making their labels. There's no more 360 deals. There's no more of that. You can term it whatever you want, but there's no more of that. Basically, you go to the label and they pick out, oh, well, you have a great social media presence. Let's tack into that. You know, and as soon as you get a distribution label, let me tell you how that works. That distribution deal, they'll suck it up. If you're getting all your money off of YouTube or wherever else, you better keep it that way. Because as soon as you sign a distribution deal and you put a YouTube video up that you didn't put up through the distribution deal, through that company or what have you, they're going to throw a copyright infringement on your song because your song, the audio part of it, got picked up in distribution for the CD. Because that song is playing in that video, they're going to throw copyright up against you for your own stuff. And I know because we experience this every day, not just having a marketing company, but a label. And part of what we do is try to educate these artists. But it's hard as crap out here trying to do it when you have other people telling them, oh, you need to do this and you need to do that. If they had so much knowledge, they wouldn't be working at McDonald's during the day and thinking they were producers at night. and you have an entire panel full of people, and I'm going to applaud everybody on this panel. You've all reached a level of success that you've worked hard for. One of the other panelists said he detects an air of educated people on this panel, and I agree. So I suggest to everybody on this panel, practice what you preach. If you're going to tell somebody that they need to get out here and put together a team, you need to start teaching them how to put together a team.
I'll bring in another panelist. Keith Clizart, welcome to Hip Hop National.
Yes, sir. I want to say peace and greetings to everyone on the panel. There's a plethora of great information being spilled out. I'm a veteran, and I'm jotting some of these things down, so I would hope some of the indie artists and label who are tuned in are doing the same thing. But I just want to touch on just two things. One, the music business, like the last speaker was speaking on, the business of music, it's like any business. It takes an investment, you know. It's a business. What business can you start without putting money into? One, that was my first thing I want to touch on. The second thing I want to touch on is no one plans to fail. They just fail to plan. And everyone is on this instant thing. They want instant fame. And what I tell indie artists is blow up in your backyard. If you can't get your backyard warm and hot, what makes you think you're going to get the rest of the world warm and hot? Start there. You say you want to sell 1 million records? Okay, well, until you introduce yourself personally to 1 million people, look at it as impossible. I mean, you just got to approach it like that. You know, you have big dreams. You got to have a big plan to bring it to fruition. And I'm going to digress and leave it there.
I got to say something, though, because as far as the kids having teams, they're going out researching teams. I mean, let's look at the latest success, a perfect example of somebody that learned the business through trial and error and listening to other people and growing his brand is Jicky J, the one that has that song with Katy Perry. That dude was in this game for almost 20 years before he got his notoriety right now. There are people out there, there are young kids that are out there that are making conscious decisions to uphold a different standard as it relates to hip-hop. I just had a showcase last week for the American Heart Association, and this one artist refuses to curse or anything else in his rhymes. That's his conscious decision. He had a whole team with him. He was signed to an independent record label that is now looking for majors for marketing and distribution only. They don't want them to be involved in any of the creativity. So there are people out there that are listening and paying attention. And to do a blanket, you know, big ups to those kids that are going to McDonald's during the day and a producer at night. They are a producer. But what they're doing is they're paying their bills. So creativity, that term of a starving artist, that is real. That is very real. Because in this business, you're a question mark until you're a statement. And it's the goal of how you become a statement. Learning from others' mistakes, that's how you win in this game. Talking to people. I was fortunate enough to be groomed by the greats. Sylvia Rhone, Ahmet Erdogan, you know, Cecil Holm, LeBaron Taylor. A lot of people don't know who LeBaron Taylor is, but he's responsible for all the black music divisions. I was able to sit down with these, Gerald Busby. I was able to sit down, and I picked their brain. I was one of those kids that wanted to know everything. I quit an A&R job to get an A&R administration job to understand the laws and the legality of the music business. So walk the walk and I talk the talk.
Yes, ma'am. You got to respect that.
You wanted to.
Well, I want to say this. I remember Eminem said it's 90% business and 10% actual music. And 50 Cent actually said that he makes basically pennies off of the records he sells with Interscope. He makes nothing. He makes most of his money off of touring and off his endorsements and stuff. So. And you talking about 50? I'm talking about 50 Cent. This guy sold millions of records across the globe, rap records. He's making nothing. So the thing is that I still say to young artists, stay away from these Sonys, these Universals, these Interscopes, these Def Jams. Stay away from them. With the internet now, just do all your legwork, do everything yourself, and basically you end up making more money doing everything yourself than signing with Universal, Def Jam, Interscope, because all they're going to do is basically take what you already done and capitalize off of it.
You could say that to an extent, but again, at the end of the day, the problem is, which has been said, I've said it, Amelia just said it, the young lady that was just talking about what she just learned, where she learned from the different A&R people, the point is that you still have to do homework. You have to sit beside somebody. You have to learn. So you understand what you're doing. Go back and understand why Prince did what he did. People don't, these artists don't know anything about it.
Well, Prince did what he did because he knew the record companies was making him a slave. That's why he put it across his cheek. Remember?
But
Warner Brothers,
but
he wasn't making the money with Warner Brothers. When he went and got his own label, he made millions of dollars when he went to sell a gold record. He made millions. So the record companies are doing the same thing what they've been doing for years. The point is the record companies, all they do is basically take what you've already done and capitalize off of it.
You missed the point she made. You have a team that goes back and realizes that your first contract or the negotiation of your contract
I'm telling the youngsters, stay away from them. Do everything yourself, and you'll be better off. Because those record companies, all they're going to do is capitalize off of something that you already done and make money off of you, which you can make money being independent, actually more money. So with the days and time with the internet, I suggest the youngsters stay away from them.
And we'll be right back in just a second. This is one of the artists that submitted her music. Her name is Gabby Cashmere. The song is Red Lipstick and the AK. And it's Hip Hop National Radio. We'll be back in just a moment.
Yo, to make it today as a woman, you gotta be tough, sexy, street smart, and educated. Let me show you how I do it.
Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes, less so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip.
Run on the beat with an AK flow. It's a hijack, everybody hit the flow. I'm really that dope and I'm really that cold. Hit the first line, they already sold. She so slick, I'ma unload. First word bitch that wanna get bold. They lay away much, they some hoe. Winning, they zero. Kill that show, get the dough. They know that I'm next to blow. Play with fire, you'll get burned. I'm the best thing you gon' learn. And I gotta teach ya. This is so breezy, but I will go easy. I don't got asthma, but I got that asthma. And something expensive, pushing on the gas, huh? Y'all know the drill, y'all know the deal. When I grab the wheel, okay, it gets real. The money talks, and I can back it up. And I can be walking, and y'all ain't catching up. Cause I stay 100 feet ahead of the curveball. When y'all wanna hear, you know who to call.
Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes like so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip. Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes like so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip.
I just got my second win and I'm going in. Good stride, so I was born to win. So much ice, they think it's winter. You know where to find me, front and center. Beach buddy, I got the girls out. Pick up your jaw when the girls out. When I'm on the baseline, I hit it over time. Cops looking for me cause I'm better than crime. Crank it up, I keep it moving. An optimist, I keep improving. I work hard cause I don't like losing. She just hate, I'm the one he choosing. They wanna know what I'm planning. When I'm in Miami, vacation in the tanning. The night I'm in the city, got some pretty girls with me. Hanging at the limmy and we all getting trippy. Screaming out yellow, standing on the hood. I I don't like to brag, but damn, I'm looking good.
Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes like so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip. Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes like so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotion? Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3 today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist's name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
All right, guys, I'm going to tell you, tonight was a great show. Unfortunately, the night has come to an end. I really appreciate everyone who contributed into tonight's topic. Thank you for coming aboard and helping us get this information out to our listening audience. I really appreciate you all, and God bless you all, and have a great and wonderful weekend. Good night, everybody.
God bless.
What's up, good people? It's your boy, Andre Lewis. Here's my single debut, Give Him Praise, and you heard it first on Hip Hop National Radio. Download it on iTunes and follow me on Twitter at Lyricist Lewis. Aight!
Give him praise. Come on, don't be stopped. We gon' give him praise. Yeah.
You have now entered into a realm like no other.
I'ma tell y'all people right now, ain't nobody else greater. Nah. Who you know that can be named Alpha and Omega? You may need a lot, but this rock got favor. Ain't no good with the dance like rocks is a paper. Only one that earned king status from a prince. Nobody ever lived that can walk up in his prince. Ain't no blueprint simplified. Jesus Christ came to die. Love will make Marines holler. Hoorah, simplify. He got that power. Much more than Kanye. Jesus ain't alive. It's just something that me conjure. Yeah, he came and died, but he rose on that thigh. Yeah, now he's in the sky, most high with a prophet. And he coming back, white horse. For your homie, Holy Spirit's on the inside, you're never lonely. Open up the pages of the Bible, then it shows me. I gotta live righteous, gotta live holy, gotta stay humble, but in other words, lonely. Learn about Christ, he's the life for your soul. Jesus is his name, and don't forget it like Toby. You can't be so arrogant, imitating Kobe. When you go to the throne, but got a right to go boldly. Snatch it back, flee from the devil, that's what he owes me. Like the fact that I'm saved, I believe because Christ told me. His hands, they still holy from hanging on that rugged old cross for my soul. He did it out the love of his heart, he never owed me, and that's why I love him, cause that's the first thing he showed me. Now check me out, yeah. Go ahead, yeah. I get a Lord, yeah. Praise, yeah. Pay attention, yeah. Start repeating, it's the end, yeah. Of days, yeah. Get down, yeah. On your knees, let, yeah. Him know that he's amazing, yeah. He's, yeah. Amazing, yeah. He's amazing, yeah. Hey. Go ahead, I get a Lord, hey. Praise, hey. Pay attention, hey. Start repeating, it's the end, hey. Of days, hey. Get down, hey. On your knees. Omega, the creator, yeah. The final way maker on top and ungrateful. Right. Just know that Satan is a lying, full-fledged hater. Okay. He can hate all he wants, but can't stop God's favor. Nah, see, God can make it possible, possible. So how can
doctors do. Believe on what them doctors do. Working in a hospital. Jesus left a comforter, the Holy Ghost inside of you. A filler and a healer, not a killer. He will guide you through. Serving omnipresent God that does not lose a sight of you. If you need an open door, hit the floor and trust the Lord. He will meet your every need. Humble cry, he can't ignore. Why you think God Jesus came? To the Lord, he did more. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repeating and seeing the days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repeating and seeing the days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing.
Next on deck, Angel.
Play your music. Yeah. Woo. Yeah, she got my attention. So I just look and listen. Wishing I was the one to put her in a good position. But I guess she got her while her mind was still in good condition. And I ain't hating, I'm just saying it's real. Someone with her, but nobody else is paying the bill. And I wanna know how did this happen early. She ain't even tapping 30. She made a bed, but that don't mean she like her mattress dirty. Never see attitude, only see gratitude. So honestly, sweetie, I can't even be mad at you. Do what you have to do if you believe in it. But I swear that bed don't even look like you can sleep in it. But if you good, then I want out. Still wishing that somehow I can give you what you deserve from that sunrise to that sundown. Cause they don't make them like you, babe, there's no lie. 2 Chainz, they should call you Angel for your new name. Cause you made me feel. Told his mom she loved her because he didn't abort him. He just wanted attention, being somebody's fiction. And did her dirty so much it was almost like an addiction. Knew she would be his wife no matter how he was living. Asked me to take him in so his mama wouldn't enlist him. No, it's nothing against him, homie just wouldn't listen. Took advantage of something that most of us wasn't getting. I was begging somebody to give me a full commitment. She was doing his laundry and washing all of his dishes. Ain't no reason for cheating, I was the one who didn't. But he's the one with a chick that'll put 1,000% in. He kept doing the dirty until she finally caught him. Cause he thought that she bought it a lesson that she had taught him. I'm just glad that it's over, but never should have just started. To my best friend coming straight out of Trinity Garden. Cause you make me feel.
Next on deck, Young Fame, The Right Way.
Girl, let me buy you candy. Man can't do it right, he should understand it. Your cute flawless in the course outstanding. To the point I can't understand it. She ratchet, always gotta laugh at. Always wear the high heels with the matching jacket. Told her when I see her, I'ma have to spoil her. And when I seen her, guess what? I spoiled her. Now she in the drop top with the dual spoilers. Flexing through the city, now everybody on her. I ain't stressing, she know I does the right way. When we in the sheets, I let her have
she leaves, she turn her back my way, then she like, yeah, but what can I say? When it's done the right way, ain't nothing to say. Yeah. Baby girl, you stay on my mind, and you my hot soul.
Get me higher.
You know what to do, know how it rolls. You got your voice strong, but I ain't gonna let you know. Trippin', she wanna be the main squeeze. I ain't tryna burst things, you know, with that relation thing. But anyway, don't let this slow us down. We ain't got a BJ, okay, just to run in town. I want the flowers you love, you know the rose smell. Had to do the chocolate thing too, cause it goes well with the guava guadas that'll run through the town. And you ain't gotta suck too hard, just keep your strut, dog. We got the drop top that'll make the city watch. It's gonna be a great night, no strings laced tight. I got a day off, baby, let's take charge. She stay on both, man. So she wanna break me off, but break me off,
break me off.
We gonna have a great night, damn love. I'm so far gone, no Drake Greyhound, but she still got my love wrapped like a rubber band.
Baby boy, you sit on my mind.
And the cutest at my next shows. I ain't trippin', I think I found a different flow that'll keep us tight, straight back like a cornrow. She understands I'm all hustle and flow, so when I meet her with it, it's just money to blow. For fame, you the done and out. Gotta bring the guanas out, gotta bring the piffin out. Nah, I ain't even gonna trip though. Mama got her own clothes, Visa in her own flow. She don't even need me, but she love the way I flow. Never worry about the next girl, that's why I want you to be my world. The business keep calling me, no social time right now, cause the money keep calling me. I gotta take my time, so drop a nickel and dime, so when I get it, she gon' know that she mine, yeah.
Baby
girl,
you stay on my mind,
and
you my heart, so
get
me higher.
You know what to say,
know how it
goes.
It's not the right way, don't know when I go.
Baby girl, you stay on my mind, and you my heart, so
get me higher.
You know what to do, know how it rolls. You got your voice strong, but I ain't gonna let you know.
Next on deck, look up.
I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, for the sky, for the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky.
My life like struggle and pain. Nobody gave a damn, it was broke. Working 9 to 5, paying bills to be broke. Writing rhymes in my room, hoping I blow. Searching on the web, trying to find me a show. Showcase my talents, it's dope. I got major plans, big dreams, you know. Never went to college, but game slow. Keep my head in the book so my mind can grow. Always on my grind, hit the block and some more. Hot mixtape so the world can know. Feel my pain in the fire way deep in your soul. Came from the slums where the weather is cold. Looking at the sky trying to clear my dome. Is it a heaven for a G like me to go? Write my life in the diary, the life of N.O. No man.
I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, for the sky, for the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, for the sky, for the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky.
Anything is possible, looking at Obama. Winning the election, Mary J, no more drama. Party all night, celebrating, drinking vodka. Happy that my president is black, can't stop us. World new order, trying to feed my daughter. People losing homes cause they can't pay the mortgage. Projects tore down, rebuilt, can't afford it. Everybody looking for a way, can't ignore it. Hard times that we face, trapped in this
it. Murder, crime, sex, and drugs, the world we living in. Taking steps day by day, I need the medicine. Getting high and drunk, trying to escape reality. Wonder if UFOs flying in the galaxy. Beyond human knowledge, it's way more than gravity. I look up in the sky, see the bird in the plane. I'm thinking to myself, I hope tomorrow ain't the same. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky.
Sometimes it's overlooked. It is not one of the most familiar passages in the Old Testament. But I never will forget when I first came across it. It struck me as a passage having cosmic significance, because it says so much in so few words about things that we all experience in life.
I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky.
Next on deck, change the world.
Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. Dr. Martin Luther King.
Change the world. Change the world.
Bloodshed, no more gun flare. Enough people die too young, we need love here. Too many funerals, not enough graduates. Plenty of dope dealers, not enough advocates. We need leaders like MLK. Just step up and say it's gonna be okay. You got your whole life ahead of you. Too many federal, I hate to read about another DOA. Really, the world is yours, use your mind as a weapon. No more homicide, let's rise for the essence. It's time we correct this. There's too many of us dying on stretches. What about mama crying, reflecting, trying to stay strong? Her baby ain't coming home because they gone. And that's wrong, moment of silence. We gotta stop the violence.
Stand up for all you believe in. It could all start today. We could change the world.
We could change the world.
Outside, when all we trying to do is just live our lives. More love, more blessing without skin complexion. We all got children, deliver you the message. Check it, mama, we can change the world. But first we gotta change the way we raising girls. Building strong women, abs, legs, and curls. When they stand up, they shine like amazing pearls. It's time that we rise up, fists in the air. You want that good energy, you get it right here. Living no fear, what a life, I'ma live it up. Waiting for it all to ignite, I'm the distributor. L-A-R-U-E, call me the senator. First things first, we got a problem with the violence. It's time we speak up, bring reverends and preachers. The children need us, it's time we break the silence.
Stand up for all you believe in. It could all start today. We could change the world.
We could change the world.
Marie, we can
change the world.
Don't be scared, follow my lead. We can
change the world.
As a UNIT, we can
change.
Come on, it starts with you and me. We can
change.
Come
the world.
On, LaRue and Paul.
infirmary weakens.
Don't
be scared, follow my lead, weakens.
It takes a man to pull the trigger, bigger man to walk away.
Too many youngers getting high, hear them dying every day. Another angel fly away, another homicidal case.
Their family drowning in the pain,
but he's alive another day.
Right around for where you stay, police around us every way.
Another body on the ground, the killer always get away.
A bunch of rats up in the ring,
uneducated.
They don't know how to use their mind, man, elevated.
Cause tomorrow's not promised, I'm not only being honest.
It's a cold, cold world without using your knowledge.
Wanna fatten your wallet, then go use your college.
Too many rappers lying about who got it.
They neck chain rented,
they wrist watch rented.
They riding around but they executed.
Yeah.
Spreading that garbage and we ain't with it.
Juwan
LaRue Pomery, let's get it.
Stand up for all you believe in.
Next on deck, I'm a rider. Next on deck, amazing.
Baby, you're the quarter. Everything about you. Special major order for a brother like me, yeah. Thank the heavens that I found you. Can't picture living life without you. You're the missing piece that comes.
You love.
when I was out in your city, ripping that last show. I know, don't worry, we gon' get it together. I'm building the foundation to help bind us together forever. You and I, see why. Times affinity, thank you for all you've given me. I didn't have the funds to provide. Four wings cut up, styrofoam and surprise. But the look in your eyes, premium through my drive. Now come on the rise, and the ships that we fly. Old stories that we tell, and voices of half shells. Every moment is a stone fairy tale. This is the life you were designed for. Steps that invest from your chest to your knock.
Next on deck, Soul Back.
Show we gotta be going off. Before I go, I just want to let you guys know I hear for all the artists that did not hear the submissions tonight. I want you to do is this: if you got your mixes ready, All you gotta do is go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and send your mixes to us. But remember, the language and the content need to be right. I see you guys next time. God bless. This is Dr. Ray T in the mix for Hip Hop National Radio.
Now you know who I am, now you know who I be. Now you know I got at least 1,000 that's rolling with me.
Let's get on the bus.
All right.
For coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop.
Hip Hop.